Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final hour on a best of the Steve Jones Show on this Football and World Series Friday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve, normally in the Sunbury Motor Studio, but he is on his way to Bloomington for Penn State, Indiana tomorrow right here on WKOK at 3:30. Tailgate show getting things started at 2. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. And you have a sales staff that is there for you, not just there for the sale. And a service department there for you with the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance. And they have many awesome technicians ready to serve you. And they're looking for more entry-level and experienced technicians to work in their quick lane, car light truck service, heavy truck service, body frame and alignment, and towing departments. And you'd love to hear from you if you're interested. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com, or you can call Todd at 286-7746. And today's show also brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed, second to none. Time to stock up for the weekend. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's always a fun time when this next guest joins us. We talked to him a couple of days ago, and he's now enjoying the Phillies World Series run, just like you and me, from home and not from the broadcast booth like he did back in 2008. He is the one and only
joining us
Chris
now,
Wheeler.
My good friend, Chris Wheeler, hours before the World Series. Let's at least get the most important part out of the way, which is very important. Tell Renee I said happy birthday.
That's really nice of you. I think she probably has you on the computer downstairs. She likes to critique our show.
What bothers me is you always come out great, and she's like the other guy.
Hey, that tweet was great, and I was thinking that's when somebody says in baseball, we just need two more guys to get there, and you say, yeah, Ruth and Garrick.
That would put us over the top. We're good.
I feel great. Maybe we could add Mays and Aaron, and then we'll get better.
Yeah. By the way, your request to me, working on it, and I think I've made significant progress. Okay.
Thank you, my friend. You know, I wouldn't ask you unless it was something special. So I appreciate that.
I understand. That. No, I brought it to some people yesterday, and everybody went, really?
Well,
I felt that was significant progress.
Yeah, that is significant progress. You'll let me know, and I told my friend with the Phillies that I'll let them know eventually.
Yeah,
so we'll
you got it.
We'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Thanks.
We're going to make it work. Okay. So
thanks.
What a great moment. See, we take care of the personal stuff in the air, too.
Why not?
What a great moment for the franchise. I mean, you know, as you've lived this your whole life, and to see this run that they've made, how much fun has it been while also being nerve-wracking at the same time?
You know, it's so different. You don't know. You don't know what I'm going to talk about, because I always felt like I had something to do with it when I was there. So during the games, we were on radio, except for, 1980 in the World Series. So, you're always doing something, and you were busy, and your mind was, I am just a mess right now trying to watch these games and not walk around and occasionally want to toss something or, how can they not make that play? All the things you would never do when you're a professional and on the air. So it's been great, Steve, because it came out of no. Heck, I didn't think we'd beat the Cardinals, to be honest with you. And to see them go that far and to do what they've done right now and really create another generation of baseball fans in this area, because this team is really so they really know how to relate to the fans here. They get it. They totally understand how to give something back. And they're good. and they have stars. You know, Houston's a better team, obviously, on paper, but, you know, why you play them. That's why we're going to play Ohio State tomorrow. I got to throw that
in.
But,
exactly.
You know, that's why you do those things.
Well, exactly. And you probably feel now you can relate to a player that is injured, where they sit back and they feel helpless, and they're like, and they'll tell you every single time, and probably a multitude of players have told you this over the years, this is great because I feel like I can do something about it. And you're in that spot now where you can't, where even though you can't.
Exactly. It's awful. It really is. It's great and it's awful. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm so proud of the organization and happy for... I had my run. I had a great run. It was so much fun to be around it. But there's so many people down there. You know, you go from 2008 to 2022 with the COVID, where people were laid off or left the organization. There's so many new people there right now. I've never been through anything like this, and I'm just so happy for them because it's hard to put in words when you're a part of this. And when I was watching those champagne celebrations, I thought the years that I was one down there doing those interviews, you know, trying to talk while they put, when the champagne was in your ears and they're pouring water down my pants and everything, you know, those kind of things, to try and concentrate, or they dump an ice bucket on you, or those kind of things. So, you know, you can put yourself in that situation, and I'm just so happy for the people in the organization and doing it. Our radio guy, Scott Fransky, has gotten a lot of notoriety for his wonderful calls, and Tom McCarthy's gotten to do more now because of the fact that he's the number one TV guy. So, it's all good, real good.
All right. When I look at this team, and I think this is an interesting element. What doesn't Houston have? They don't have a left-handed reliever on the World Series roster. Last I checked, there were a couple of potent left-handed bats there in the Phillies lineup. What's your thought on that?
Yeah, it's a great point. I think they added Will Smith today, you know, who... they did not have on the roster for the last series when they played the Yankees. And the reason they did it is for what you just talked about, you know, for Harper and Schwarber and Stott and those kind of left-handed hitters. Now, Will Smith, at one time, he's kind of like Brad Hand, who the Phillies have. You know, at one time, they were really, really good, and right now they're serviceable at best. And, you know, you don't necessarily want to use them, but you may have to. Like, they may have to use Smith, or we may have to use Brad Hand for Alvarez at some time. You're on Alvarez, you don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they don't have a big time. Now, I've also watched enough of their games, Steve, and you've done a lot of baseball. Sometimes you can have a right-hander on your team that has a real good fadeaway changeup, that kind of pitch. Like that guy Suarez on Sunday that Harper wound up hitting an amazing home run off. Well, those guys can sometimes be as effective as a left-hander, as a funky left-hander. So, you know, you're right. That may be the only thing you look at with that team that they don't have that's big time, and yet they have these right-handers that throw those really good fadeaway change-ups that can really neutralize a good left-handed hitter.
As someone who's lived the playoffs so often during the course of your great career, what did it mean to have a 1-2 punch at the start of the rotation when you got to a series?
Well, it was really, really important in those shorter series, especially. Sometimes you get exposed a little bit in a seven-game. I've always said the better team usually wins in the seven-game series. It doesn't always happen, but I've always felt it's because of pitching depth, which Houston has and the Phillies don't have right now as far as starting pitching depth. But those first two guys that we have, the Phillies have, are really good. I mean, Nolan, my namesake, Zach Wheeler, are just... They're outstanding competitors. They don't have a real, you know, I love that new term, they don't have a heartbeat or a pulse. You know, you look at their faces and they don't change expression. You know, if they're good or bad, they're just hanging in there and trying to make the next pitch if they made a bad pitch. So when those two guys are on the mound, you think you have a really good chance. You know, tonight, Nolan Verlander's a heck of a matchup in game one of the World Series. And, you know, the World Series doesn't get the ratings that it used to get, like a lot of things don't. But I hope people, you know, around the country will be tuned in a little bit to watch that matchup because it's really good. They have great defense. They have a very good offense. And the Phillies have a thunder-packed offense that when it's on and a pitcher isn't on his A game, you know, they can do some damage. So we'll see. It should be fun.
You know, it's interesting that when they get to the World Series, you know, you and I have talked about World Series pressure. The fact that they've had to survive playoff series to get here, does that negate some of that World Series, quote, inexperience?
Sure can. They're hot, too. You know, they were the last seed. If they weren't, if they didn't add that third wild card this year, the Phillies don't even get to do that, any of this.
Right.
And there's a huge differential in wins between the Phillies and the Astros. It may be the largest in World Series history. I don't know, but it's got to be close to it. So, you know, on paper, but I always looked at when you were playing a hot team, like the Cardinals. Phillies won 100-and-some games in 2011, the last time we were in the postseason. Cardinals came in and knocked us off in five games, the last one being that 1-0 masterpiece when Ryan Howard blew his Achilles on the last play of the game. That was the last time the team was back. So they were hot. And the year before, we were the best team, I thought. And then the Giants came in, and they were red hot and knocked us out. So you just don't know. So, yeah, I agree with you. It could happen. I don't think they're nervous about this. And from what I hear from people I know in the clubhouse and I talk to them, they really enjoy each other. They're having a lot of fun. They figure they're playing with house money right now. So let's go out and be in the World Series and shock the world. Why not?
Hey, I mean, it seems like it's a team that has the attitude of, quote, why not us? I mean, the bottom line is the toughest part was to qualify for the tournament. Well, now once you get in, you can do it. Like, the Packers were a sixth seed that won the Super Bowl. The Steelers were a number six seed. They won the Super Bowl. I mean, so, you know, last seeds can do it.
Yeah. Charlie Manuel, the great philosopher, old Chuck, he used to say, you know, son, you have to be good, but you got to be lucky. Those foul balls have to be fair balls. And he was so right about that stuff. You have to have – look. When you look at some of the things that happened with our club in the postseason, some of the balls that against the Atlanta Braves, you know, broken bats and bloopers, and against the Cardinals in that ninth inning down 2-0, and all of a sudden you get six runs and you don't hit a ball hard. Those little things have to go your way in postseason especially. And when they do, all of a sudden, you get to be an even better team and think, you know, you can beat anybody. So they have a lot of things going for them right now. And the one thing that I really, truly believe, and, you know, maybe be turn out to be wrong about this, but I don't think they're scared. I don't think that it bothers them to be on this big stage after what they've been through the last few weeks. And they can't wait to get it back here because, as you know, Steve, and I know you watch games and know what it's like down here, this crowd has been ridiculous during this postseason. You know, they haven't had a chance to hoot and holler like this for a long time. And, oh, my, they are intimidating.
I mean, they are letting loose. I do have to ask you a Charlie Manuel question. and that's because it came up today. A good friend of mine, Rick Berry, was here today, and we were talking. And we were talking about people who do jobs, and I brought your name up because I knew I was going to be talking to you today. And I said, you know, there's certain people that can do a job. They understand the job, but the really good ones have a feel for the job, which you always did. Okay, it's just it's a separator to me. Charlie Manuel. I always felt like no matter what people thought, he had a feel for the job, and I'm not sure every manager or coach is like that today.
Well, thanks for what you said because there is a feel involved, and you know exactly what it is. When you're doing what we do for a living, as you do. And you're right spot on about Charlie. And I'm telling you, I know him a little bit, but I know from what I've been told about him and from people I really respect down there, Rob Thompson's just like him, without the accent. Yeah. He has a feel for when to have to say something to somebody, when to leave him alone, when to tell a guy he's playing tomorrow, when to prop a guy up when they're struggling. Hey, look, baseball is the ultimate failure sport. You're going to fail. No matter how good you are, you're going to fail big time. Make it out 7 out of 10 times, you hit 300. So he really is a lot like Charlie from what I hear. He has total control of that clubhouse. He lets the coaches do what they have to do. A good manager will always use his coaching staff. And Rob evidently does that because he was a coach for so long and gets it. you know, I heard Larry Bowa told us the other day, I was out playing golf with him the other day. That's an experience. Spent 5.5 hours in an outing with him. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. But, no, I'm only, you know. He said, Rob Thompson, talking in spring training, like, you know, I'm about ready to hang it up. I've had a good career. I've been a coach for so long. Maybe this is going to be it for me. And what happens? Bam. Joe Girardi gets fired. He becomes a manager. He figures it all out on how to run the clubhouse for this particular team. He took a lot from working with Joe Torre all those years. And now he's in the World Series as a manager and got a 2-year contract a few weeks ago. And I've known him from training over the years, and one of the nicest human beings you'll ever meet. And and just the way he comes off, like not having a pulse when you look at him in the dugout, that's the way he is with these players. And they're very relaxed when they play for him.
And when, by the way, when in 2016, we're doing the pregame show outside the Jordan Center, and there's Chris and Renee came over, wanted to make sure they said hi, the whole thing. So remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, we've been lucky enough to be up there for some of those great whiteouts with Ohio State and other teams. And we were also there for that 6-4 game with that great Iowa team. So sometimes you have to get in the bed, Steve.
Kirk Ferentz. Deliberately with a 6-2 lead, took a safety because he didn't think his team would give up a field goal. Wow.
I got a lot of respect for Kirk Ferentz, but I kind of lost it after that nonsense last year about
the nonsense last year, I had him highest of high respect, knocked down a couple of rungs on the ladder for me because of how that played out. So.
First thing I thought that when they were doing that nonsense, so come on, you know, what are you going to do? You're gonna lay down and stop the clock or try to stop their momentum? I mean, they got a plow horse offense. They're the last team in the world you do that to.
I said to their play by play guy Gary Dolphin, I said, "You guys huddle." I said, okay, my argument's over with.
That was unfortunately. Sometimes some of the people you really respect will do something, and as you say, you got to take them down a notch.
Yeah, that'll be the whiteout game next year. I'm pretty sure if I'm guessing. So
yeah, we got to get up there again. It's been a little tougher with the Nittany Lion not in existence the last few years. So we'll see what happens. We want to get up there again.
All right, hey, Renee, I hope that I graded out better this time. All right.
you're always terrific. She's found a way now that we can get you on the computer in the state college station, and it synced up. We sat the other night watching us play the Braves or the Padres in that game and listening to you and Jack the Minnesota game, and it was distracting as heck to try and keep in touch with both of them, but at least we knew what was going on at the time it was happening.
Well, that means more than you know. Hey, my good friend, thanks so much. I will be in touch because, like I said, I feel like significant progress was made just in two conversations. Okay?
Thanks, buddy.
And that is Chris Wheeler. Well, coming up in the final half hour, we'll hear from the now 50-year public address announcer at Citizens Bank Park, Dan Baker. He joined us a few months ago. We'll get into that in the final half hour. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and Steve in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It's the best of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth.
The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstores, ready for all of your warm weather activities. Camping, picnics, grilling, visit Brewers Outlet first. For microbrews, imports, domestic specialties, they got them. Grab some pickles at the Pickle Bar, Steve Jones's favorite place. Snacks, Brewers Outlet has that covered. Soda, sports drinks, check. Weekly specials, too. And there's lots of convenient parking. So get all the refreshments everyone will love for your next outdoor gathering at Brewers Outlet, the beverage superstock superstore, Reagan Street, Sun.
Sports Talk, where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final half hour of this week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It is the best of the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is on his way to Bloomington today for Penn State, Indiana tomorrow. But today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And Steve, of course, always in the Sunbury Motor Studio. We wrap up today's Best of Show with the now 50-year Phillies public address announcer, Dan Baker, who joined us a few months ago.
Had a lot of success in recent years, and somebody who's been a part of that success and has made the ballpark experience great for everybody is Dan Baker in season 50. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me. I always look forward to being on with you.
It's so great to hear you, Dan, and so great to hear you in the ballpark. Dan, first of all, congratulations on the milestone. I know when we talked about this a year ago, it was like, yeah, you said, Steve, there was one game, and I'm not going to count that. Well, now it's official, and that you've done this. When you look back, and you know, and people ask me all the time to look back on mine, and so I understand the question and why it has to be asked. But what are the high water marks where you just look back with fondness beyond all others?
Well, of course, Stephen, it's probably much the same with you. Winning championships. The Phillies have won two World Series in our 140-year history, 1980 and 2008. And I was fortunate enough to announce both of them. And I would have to say they are the highlights. There's a lot of postseason play. And, you know, the early part of the Phillies' existence was not a successful one. From like 1883 until 1980, 97 years, they had been to two World Series. They won two National League pennants, 1915 and 1950. And they lost to the Red Sox in 15 in a close series. They lost four close games to the Yankees in 1950, the WizKids. Since I started in 1972, the Phillies have played in five World Series, 1980, 1983, 1993, 2008, 2009, winning two of them. And, Steve, they would definitely be the highlights for me.
During the course of the game, I mean, are you the kind of guy that, as you know, I know you're doing public address announcing. There's a series of announcements you have to do. But do you keep score? Do you keep a scorecard?
Yes. Yes, and that helps me keep my place, too, you know, for substitutions that need to be made and crossing out the names of the players that are already in the game and being cognizant who hasn't been used yet, who might be likely to come into the game. You know, anticipating those changes so that I'll be able to do it quickly and accurately when the time comes.
So where is the scorecard from Tug McGraw throwing the final pitch in 1980? Oh. Where is that?
I don't have that. I don't save them. I know some guys, you know, save them and keep scrapbooks. Now, I have a lot of great memorabilia and a lot of, you know, Philly stuff and autographed bats and balls and photos, and I'm so proud of. And I have just about every Philly's yearbook that was ever made, many programs, but I don't save the scorecards.
Interesting. Very interesting.
They're so scribbled on, Steve. If you would see my scorecard now, it works for me. But as I say, I cross out names. It's not a very neat thing to see. At least mine isn't, you know, at the end of the game. But it's very functional, and it helps me keep my place and not make a mistake.
Well, that's what I tell my broadcasting class all the time. I do the State College Spikes games. I've done them for 16 seasons. And I tell them that the most valuable tool that you have, besides knowledge of the game, is your scorecard. And then I show them what my scorecard is, but I tell them, I said, look, that's how I keep it. I said, you've got to keep it in your own way, which sounds it's exactly what you do. You keep it in a way where you know what it means.
Yes, yes. And that's, you know, not everybody uses the same elements in keeping score. You know, frontwards K, backwards K, F6, you know, whatever it is. Sometimes people use little variations to either simplify it for them or make it easier to see or to understand. I'm pretty conventional when it comes to keeping score.
It's interesting you say that, because I don't use the backwards K. I put down K and in the bottom corner L. Looking. I find that interesting. You've obviously, and you have been very open with us talking about, you've had to fight some health challenges along the way.
Yeah.
Who's really helped you along the way to make sure that you are game ready all the time? People that we would never see, know about, home, whatever it may be.
Well, my wife and my children watched me carefully. I just got home. I was talking to Matt, and I literally got into the door a minute. Matt called when I was still in the car. I had hired a driver. Unfortunately, when they removed the squamous cell carcinoma from my right maxillary sinus 2 years ago, it cost me most of the sight in my right eye. So I have not driven since then. So I've hired, well, my wife has taken me to a lot of places, many places. But there are times when she can't do it, or it's, you know, into a lot of traffic or something. And we hire drivers, it's worked out very, very well. I've had a wonderful medical team at, can I mention the hospital?
Of course you can. You can talk about anything you want.
Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia has a great otolaryngology team, as well as infectious disease department. Anyway, the doctors and the nurses and the medical staff have just been sensational. One thing, Steve, that sometimes gets tiresome is just that, you know, there's so many. I've had 24 surgeries, and the most recent one was last Friday.
Yeah.
That was just a skin graft. But, you know, any time you go in and have to spend time in a hospital, hospitals and me don't mix well. I think that's true of most people, because you can't sleep in there. 3 weeks ago, I was in for a procedure where they took a flap from my left arm and put it on the right side of my face, because they're trying to get rid of this infection that was embedded in the bone.
Yeah.
And so I was in there for 6 days, but when I'm in there, and again, I had the best care. They take really good care of me. But I can't sleep. The call button's going off, and, the phlebotomist comes by for blood, and you got your medication, you have this and that, and this therapist comes in. And but you know what? If this is what's necessary to allow me to spend a wonderful time with my family and friends and continue the career that I love so much, mm-hmm. It's a price that I'm willing to pay, and I pay it over and over again. I feel like I'm very fortunate, Steve.
No, I completely understand and agree with that. There's another element to this, too. When people talk to me about my career, for example, I've really been one that's always looked forward. Oh, sure, I have to look back. I mean, it's part of the job. You look back. But, like, for example, I got to go to Purdue in 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to that. What has the ability of you, Dan, to look forward to the next Phillies game meant to your recovery, your attitude, your drive?
It's meant everything, Steve. And I can tell it in your voice and the excitement you bring to Penn State Athletics. It really... having those Phillies games to look forward to, being encouraged by the Phillies to get better and get back here, and we need you, and we miss you. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you're facing a health challenge with an uncertain outcome, you know, you need all the positivity. You can, I'm a positive person to begin with, so. I was very optimistic that I was going to work my way through this. But, you know, you don't know for 100%. You know, you can be optimistic. But, you know, getting back with my family, my wife, my children, and friends, but getting back to the Phillies, and, I received a lot of messages and, texts and phone calls and letters and cards from people who said some very nice things and encouraged me to try to get back, and they'd like to hear me again.
And that was going to be my next actually question, Dan, and that is this: the fans love you. You're not going to say it. I'll say it. Okay, I speak for everybody. The fans love you. And justifiably, what has that love and response meant to you over and over again? Because you're somebody that is grounded, you're, you know, no ego guy, but still, what do the fans mean?
I want to use the same word, and if you'll forgive me for being redundant, everything. Just the thought. You know, those of us who are lucky enough to be in this business, as you and I are, the enjoyment that we get by bringing happiness to the fans, or the excitement, maybe helping to make their afternoon, or at least contribute to it, or to their evening. You get a wonderful inner feeling from that. And, you know, whatever discomfort I may feel, and I would... You know, what I've gone through, I would characterize, some of those things as pretty uncomfortable, but I was never in excruciating pain. You know, like you hear somebody, and gosh, they had to go through this or that. And well, my stuff was not easy, but, you know, it wasn't like, you know, I'm in constant pain. It's unbearable. I've been very, very fortunate. But what I wanted to say, Steve, along those lines, and please forgive me if I'm being too long-winded, when I'm focusing on the game and the excitement of it and the fun that I have announcing the names and hopefully the enjoyment that I bring to some of the fans from hearing the names called, that helps me forget, you know, the little aches and pains and, you know, things that bother you. So, you know, you're not, you know, some people who do suffer from a great deal of pain, they may have difficulty functioning as they would like to because they're in such distress. But with me, I mean, I'm able to put that out of my mind because, you know, the game, the Phillies baseball game is so important to me, and I have a responsibility to do it right, that I can forget, you know, the medical issues and concentrate on that baseball game, and it gives me so much happiness and allows me to forget the any physical problems. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense to me. It's amazing that you can get into that area of concentration and, quote, your own world, and you can block out everything else around you and turn in great work. And you've been turning in great work. When you hear the words legend, when you hear the adulation you get from the longevity of all this, what do you think? Because people do think of you in that way.
I think how lucky I am that people would think of me in those terms. I don't know if I'm deserving of it, but I gratefully accept the acknowledgments and the kindness that people show, but I think it's me who owes them a thank you. I just love it so much. And when I'm at the ballpark and get the reaction from people, it's just so gratifying. And again, you know, it, for me, Steve, it helps alleviate any, you know, physical discomfort or, you know, anxiety that you might have, because I just enjoy the game so much, and hopefully I'm helping them enjoy the game.
Well, whenever they call you a legend, I can tell you, you earned it through great work, longevity, and that the fact that you're just a great guy. So I just want to thank you for being on with us, because we're going to have you on many more times as we go through, and you know that we're thinking about you all the time, Dan. And really, the work continues to be outstanding. You continue to make people at Citizens Bank Ballpark glad they showed up.
Oh, thanks, Steve. And keep up the great work with Penn State. It wouldn't be Penn State football and basketball without you.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. Thank you for the valuable time you gave us today and the fact that you jumped in there like you did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Steve, and thanks to Matt also. Great job you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks, Dan.
Bye, Steve. Thank you.
And that is Dan Baker, the voice of Citizens Bank Park. And it's always great to check in with him, wishing him many more years of good health and best wishes as he continues his illustrious career behind the PA mic for the Phillies. That's going to wrap up today's edition of the Best of the Steve Jones Show. Thanks for joining me here and reminiscing from all of our Phillies guests that we've had lately. And we'll see if the Phillies can pull one out over the weekend to get a World Series title. But first, they got to win Game 6 tomorrow night, which will be at 8:03 over on Eagle 107. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and Steve always in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Enjoy all the Friday night football tonight. Don't forget, you got Sealands Grove and Milton on Eagle 107 and Lewisburg and Loyal Sock over on 100.9 The Valley. We'll talk to you next week here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury.
Years.